And we are live. Hello, hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today? This is Jav from Cut and Make Crafts with our guest here today, Ashley from my SVG Superstar program. And Ashley is one of my amazing and talented clients in SVG Superstar, and she has had a tremendous success with her SVG business just a couple of days ago. And that's what we will be talking about in this live session. So Ashley, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Right. Well, I'm Ashley. I am located in Saskatchewan in Canada. I have always loved crafting. I'm also an elementary school teacher. So all of this stuff kind of goes hand in hand, and I can bring some of that stuff to my other job, and it's perfect. I love it.
Yay. Thanks for sharing that, Ashley. So I would love to know, so how did you get into SVGs?
Well, it kind of started just with crafting with my own Cricut. And I found that I was always having to purchase a file, and I just didn't feel like I was getting my creative juices out there. And I was just, I like doing my own thing. So I started looking up things on Google, and I spent hours and hours on YouTube looking up videos. I didn't even know what an SVG was. So it, like, I started from nothing. And somewhere along the line, I ran over or through Jav's course somewhere. I think it was through one of the summits that I had signed up for. I don't even know which summit it is. I've been to so many now that they're all kind of starting to blend together. And yeah. Signed up for the course for the free kind of tutorial that you gave us, the little talk through, and signed up from there.
Cool. Awesome. So how long ago that was this?
Well, that would be last February is when I would have taken the course. And since then, I've worked through all of the modules and have met with Jav once a week. And we've discussed things, and she's challenged me and pushed me out of my comfort zone. And now this is where I am now. And I absolutely love it. It's so amazing.
Cool. We are going to talk more about that in just a minute. So I would love to know, why did you decide on enrolling in my program in SVG Superstar when you said that you were watching videos on YouTube? There's content over there. So why did you decide on enrolling in the course?
Well, I found that there was stuff on YouTube, but nothing was really laid out step by step. Like I said, I started from no knowledge at all, didn't even know what an SVG was. And through looking on YouTube, there was different programs they wanted me to try out. And like, I had no idea what they were talking about in a lot of them. And so when I signed up for your free class, I thought, okay, well, this is straightforward. She's using one program, and she's going to walk me through it step by step all the way, and I don't have to worry about it anymore and stop wasting my time is really what it came down to. I don't have a lot of extra free time to spend on YouTube researching things. So like I said, I spent hours, thousands of hours, I'm sure, trying to figure it out on my own. And this was a much better solution.
Yeah, and plus with a day job, you and I'm sure you have kids as well.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So it's a full on all the time. And you have limited hours, and you're going to use them in the wisest way possible. So how did the course help you in achieving your goal? Let's take a step back. So what was your goal behind joining the course?
So the initial goal was just, I wanted to make pretty things. I wanted to make my own designs. I wanted to figure that out. I didn't feel like I needed to subscribe to like the Cricut Design Space to get designs. I thought it kind of, like I said, it kind of wasn't really me coming through on those things that I would make through them. And I had so many ideas floating in my head of things I wanted to create. So that's where it started out. And once I started taking the course, I was like, hey, I could sell these. Like, if I'm looking for this stuff, somebody else is probably looking for this stuff too. So that's kind of where I've gone now. Now I've created my own Etsy store and I've been selling on there. And it's been going great. It was very intimidating at first, but it's really not that bad.
That's good to hear. So how did the course help you in achieving your goal?
Well, it walks you straight from nothing right to how to design like your cake toppers and your shadow boxes and your 3D files. And it really puts like it changed my mindset, I guess, on how to design things. At first, it was all straight, you know, flat 2D objects. There was very basic things. And now if I picture something in my head that's like 3D, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that lesson that Jav told us on, you know, how to, you know, put the shapes together and weld them together and make sure you have your score lines. And yeah, like it's a wonderful course.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And it really means a lot coming from a teacher.
It's very well laid out.
So I'm amazed at the fact, like, a lot of people join my program in with the goal that they want to turn this into a business. However, this is something you thought about later in the program. And then when I announced the challenge, you were so enthusiastic about it. You jumped straight in. And I'm really impressed by that. So I really want to know, like, why did you decide to do the challenge? So for those of you who are watching, we did a mini challenge in our SVG Superstar group, where I challenged all of my students, all of my clients, to host, to try a different strategy of selling their SVG cut files, which is via Instagram Live. And I gave them a whole plan. I gave them templates and social media templates, email templates. I showed them how to create emails and everything. And Ashley was, Ashley jumped right in and she said, yes, I want to do this challenge. And what happened after that, Ashley?
Well, the challenge was, like I said, it was so intimidating. I had never done an Instagram Live ever before in my life. So it was definitely pushing me out of my comfort zone. And when you gave me the challenge, I thought, you know what, why can't I do this? I don't know any of these people anyways. The worst they're going to do is laugh at me and I'm not going to know about it. So it's okay. And yeah, it turned out so well. Everybody that did join into my Instagram Live, they were all very supportive. They were all ready and eager to learn how to assemble my shadow box that I was doing. And I had quite a few sales and I had lots of people visit my store after that. And it continues today. I still have a few more people showing up in my store every day, which is great to see. It's turned more into a passive income thing now. And it's mind-blowing.
And can you tell us, like, how new was it? I mean, did you start a new store or you already had a store?
It was, I had just started a store when I had signed up for your course. So I had very few things in there. I didn't even know which direction I wanted to go. I didn't know if I wanted to sell SVGs. Like I said, it was more for crafting at that point in time. It was a possibility. There was a little thing in my mind saying this might happen. But I also thought about selling teaching resources and stuff through Etsy. And so that has been abandoned for the time being. Not that it's never going to happen, but it right now it's on the back burner. I'm very focused on the SVGs.
Cool. So that means and when did you start putting SVGs in your store?
It wasn't until about April, I believe it was. So yeah, it's coming up on about a year pretty soon, I guess.
Cool. And so when you did the challenge, so let's go back to my previous question. Why did you decide on doing the challenge? Because I remember you were the only one who raised your hand and you sit and you stay till the end. So what was your motivation? Like, did you ever feel like, oh, why am I the only one doing this? Others are not doing it. So maybe this is, you know, all those things that go on inside your head. Talk us through that.
I am somebody that when I sign up for something, I follow it through to the end. There's no quitting. There's no backing down. And I like doing new things. I like a challenge. I don't like the same old thing every day. Part of why I am a teacher, because every day is different. And I do like the challenge. So when you came up with that challenge, I thought that this is exactly where I needed to be. And it was going to make me learn quick. And there was going to be some lessons learned, and they might be tough lessons, but I was still going to learn them. So.
Cool. Wonderful. I really like that. Very impressive. And I'm so glad you you went through the entire challenge. And at the end of challenge, you had, how many subscribers did you gain to a brand new list?
I didn't have a list at all. I think it was about 230 subscribers I got just from doing that one Instagram live. And yeah, I did not expect anywhere near that.
Cool. And how many sales did you make?
I believe there was about 15 sales in there, and I made about $84.
Wow. From one Instagram live and a very small audience.
Yes, it was a very small audience. So I'm hoping to grow that email list and keep doing some more Instagram lives. And we're just going to keep rolling with this.
Cool. So how are you feeling about this new strategy?
I think it's great. I do. I'm still getting used to Instagram itself and learning how to do like the reels and the stories and everything on there, and learning how to schedule things. It's a learning curve, but I'm up for it. So.
Cool. And how do you think this has helped you with your teaching job?
How has it helped me with my teaching job? Well, lots of times I create things actually using my Cricut and designing my own SVG files to go with it. And I cut out templates for different art projects or different science projects at school. And I make all sorts of things that way and bring that stuff into the classroom. I think that the Instagram lives also helped me realize how much detail you have to put into your descriptions. Not that I didn't do that before, but it just helped. It just reminded me how much you have to explain to someone that is new to doing things. So.
Cool. That's good to hear. So would you have done this if on your own, like if you didn't have the support from the course? Do you think you would have come this far?
No, not even close. I think eventually I would have made it there at some point, but it would have taken a lot of time, like unreal amounts of time. I wouldn't expect it to have come this quickly.
Cool. Yes. When you have a strategy laid out, it's easier to just follow it and cut down your struggle and get to your goal faster and quicker.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's your advice to other teachers or other crafters who want to learn SVG designing and who want to turn this into an income?
It's totally doable. Like I said, I'm very busy. I have my regular 9-to-5 job. My husband and I own and operate another business. I have a couple of kids. It doesn't take much time every day. If you just take a few minutes here and there every day and go through a lesson or work through some things, you can learn it quite quickly and easily. With the support of the community, like the Facebook group that Jeb has set up for the SVG Superstars, that is a big help as well. I know I did throw a few questions in there here and there saying, okay, what do I do? I'm totally stuck. And there's usually somebody that checks it and they'll respond if Jeb isn't able to. And it is wonderful that way.
Cool. Yes. I'm very proud of my group. Everybody's so supportive and so helpful in the community. And it really helps when you have people doing the same thing on the same journey with you to help you and support you, right? What do you think?
Absolutely. It's like I found my little tribe.
Yay. Awesome. That is so good to hear. So any final thoughts about selling SVGs? Because a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh, SVGs, it's so crowded. The niche is so crowded. No, I'm barely making any money. I have my Etsy shop up there. What would you say to them?
I would say just keep going, because once people see you and they know the quality of your work and they know that you know what you're talking about, they're going to come back. And if you can't find something out there that you would want to make, then chances are that other people are looking for something like that too. So just think of those things and keep going, because it might take a little time, but it will happen.
Yeah, yes, definitely. It's all about not giving up.
Yes.
And
yes,
doing the right thing.
Persistent. Yep, be very persistent.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ashley. So let us know where we can find you.
Okay, so I do have a Facebook page. It is, I will pop it into the chat as well here. So it is svg.sunsplash.dreams. I also have an Etsy store. It's also Sunsplash Dreams SVG. And I'm also over on Instagram under the same name. So I will just copy this in here and pop it into the chat right there. So all of my contact information is right over there.
Yay. Go on and give Ashley a follow and drop by a hi, send her a message, and give her a follow and check out her Etsy store. Thank you so much, Ashley, for joining today's session. It was so wonderful chatting with you. The free class that Ashley is talking about, I'm hosting a free masterclass on Saturday. So make sure you guys sign up for that. I've sent out an email for the class. So go and have a look at that. I'm going to be sending out another email. So stay tuned. Be sure you sign up. We already have around 500 people who have registered for the class. So don't miss out. It's a free class. And at the end, I'm going to talk about my SVG Superstar course that Ashley took. So there's a question in the comments. I use Affinity Designer to design SVGs. So yep, that is pretty much it. Thank you so much once again, Ashley. I have to run to work now. So I am going to sign off because this is 8 a.m. in the morning and work starts at 9. So I will see you guys soon for the masterclass. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.